weiter in Shas. We're in Bava Kamma, the Tzadi Zayin. Picking up at the top of the page. Tzadi Zayin of Amud Aleph. Umi Amar Rav Avda Kimakakoy Dami. We left off in yesterday's daf explaining the fact that Rav has said that an Eved is considered like Karka and therefore can't be stolen. Is that really true? Amar Rav Dani Abar Rav Katin Amar Rav. Someone who goes and steals, he grabs a slave of his friend, and then he goes and has him to work for him. He's not going to be chayev to go and pay the owner to what he used. If you thought it's like a karka, you're not able to steal it. Am I putter? Then why is he putter? Why shouldn't he be chayev to go and pay? The ganav is the Eved is still in the possession of the Meir, the original owner. Meaning, if he stole it and he was Kone and then it belonged to him and then he worked, it's okay. It was his that he worked. But if he didn't, if he was able to steal in the first place, then he should be chayev. What are we talking about? Really, Rav does say that an Eved can't be stolen. So why are we here again to say chayev? Shalom b'shas malacha. We're talking about where he stole him and he worked him, not at the time when the owner is working him. Says Rashi, top right corner, b'shal she'eino ragil lasos malacha, o she'ein achshav l'bayil of malacha, lasos. There's no work being done over there. Zenen v'zein chaser hu pater. Zenen v'zein lo chaser, matzev, and therefore he's going to be pater from having to pay. Ki ha, d'shalach le, Rabbi Abba l'mari bar mar, this is just like the case I was sent, ba'i minim Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna, Hadar b'chatzer chaver shalom midaita. Someone who lives in his friend's chatzer without his das, says Gemara, Rashi, u'makmina lo b'perek beis b'chatzer delo kaim le'agra. It's something that's not able to be rented. Then, so there's no chaser there, right? Zeneh v'lo chaser. Tzarech ha'loso l'schar, he has to pay him rent. Oh, ain't tzarech l'schar. He doesn't have to. Which one? Shalom, he said back, ain't tzarech ha'loso l'schar. He doesn't have to. Zeneh v'lo chaser. Says Gemara, ha'chi ashta. How could you compare the two? This Eved over here, at the time it doesn't work, and someone's living in someone else's property. Bisham Hassan makes it over there. In the case someone goes and lives in someone's property without any permission, the squatter, why is he going to be putter? Bein Laman Da'amar, Beisham Yasa Yosef Nichale. Bein Laman Da'amar, Ushia Yukashar Nichale. Either because the one who says that it's good, we want a squatter in there. Because then he keeps everything going properly. Everything's, you know, up and about, and it's good. And or according to the one who says that the p'tor of having to pay is because of the pasuk, and shehi ushiya yukas shar, and shiya tears down the gate of the house that's over there. We know that's a type of shindala that would go and mess it up. So you want some living there. Over here, does the owner, does the master of this eved want the slave to be worked over here? You know, who said he's going to become more weak by having to go into work? And for the Gemara, Amri, Hachanami Nichalei Dalo Lister Avde, it's good for him so that the slave doesn't get used to just sitting around and being lazy. Rashi Shalo Yilame Darkei Abatola, he shouldn't be mavatling all the time. Be Rav Yosef Bar Chama Havetukaf Avde De Inchi De Masik Buzuzei V'Avde Behum Elacha. In the house of Yosef Bar Chama, they would grab the avodim of people who owed them money and then have them work for them. Right? At a time that they weren't working them. Amar Lei Rav. Yeah, switches around. Rav Barei, my time of in my hachi. Why would you do that? Right? You're taking something that's not yours and you're going and using it. What's going on? Amalei, it's back to Amar Rav Nachman. Avda Nahom Krese Lo Shave. The amount that you feed the slave is more than the amount that he actually works for you. So I feed him so he doesn't, that person's actually gaining. And Eved is not worth the bread that's in his stomach. And therefore, I'm actually helping the guy out like, by working him. Amalei, so Rav said, Emadam Rav Nachman Kigon Daru Avde Demarakid Be Kuchi Kule Avde Mevad Avde. When is it true that when she said that the Eved is not worth the food that's in his stomach? That's Kigon Daru Avde. That's like this Eved, that was his name, Daru, that Demarakid Be Kuchi used to go, he used to dance at the bars. Rashi says that the most of Rashi means on Leitzen Haya just make jokes and rachel on us. Cool after me. You want to say all of them do such a thing? Pardon. All other slaves taka do work and they actually are valuable. So how could you go ahead and take it? Amar Lei says, "I know Rav Daniel Sivile. I would like Rav Daniel. The Amar Rav Daniel, but Rav Katina Amar Rav, Ha Tokev Va'Avdu Shel Chaver Va'Asam Malacha Potter. Someone goes and grabs it and he works him. It's gonna be Potter. You work it. It's gonna be Potter to pay the master. Alma Nichalei Dolus Rav, because it's good that he wanted to become lazy and not get used to not working. Amar Lei. So Rav says to his pops, Hani Mi Lehichad Lomasik Buzuzay. This is only where the one who grabs the Eved is not owed any money." By the master, Mar kaven the masik bu zuzei michse karibis. But you, since he's owed money by the master, it seems like there's ribis over here because he's getting back not only money but also work. And the Amar of Yosef Bar Menuni, Amar of Nachman, afal pisha amru hadar b'chatz chaver shol midaito. Even though we say it's someone who squats in someone else's property without him knowing, ain't tzerchalos of schar. He doesn't have to pay him any rent. Because Zen Nehenev is a Chaser, he'll vote with Debachat Zechaver, but if he lent him and then he dwelled in that place, then Sarchalos Oskar, he has to go and pay him rent, so it doesn't look like Ribbis. I'm going to listen back to him, Hadri Beast. He's got to take back from what I'm saying over here, and in a Chinami, I'm going to stop going grabbing slaves to come work for me when people owe me money. Someone who grabs his friend's boat and he does work on it with the boat. Amarav Ratsa Scharanota. If the owner wants, he can go and take rent for it. Ratsa Pchasanota. If he wants, he can take the amount of value that it went down for being used. Rashi says Im Nispara on its calculus of Vidami Pachsa Yiserin Al Schara Nota Dame Pachsa. If it gets broken or gets a little ruined, he can take or it goes down in value. And the damage is greater than the amount that it will cost for renting it, then he can go and say, no, I'd rather just pay me for the damage. He can only take the value of it going down. It's like it got stolen, that's what you take. But you can't tape it on a charge and rent. I'm Rav Papa. Lo pligi, Rav Papa says, lo pligi, not arguing. Really, Rav is not arguing. Ha David el Agra. When Rav says that he can choose either one he wants, either the rent or the value that it goes down, it's talking about where the boat is generally rented out. And Ha, the Lovey Dagger and Shmuel, it says that the owner is only allowed to take the value that goes down. It's talking about where it's not normally rented out. Everybody's saying another answer is Hava Ha, Lovey Dagger. In both cases, it's talking about where it's rented out. And Ha, the Nachas Le'edaiti Dagra, the Rav, who says again that the owner gets to make a choice over here which one he wants, it's talking about where the one who grabbed the boat went into the boat. And he, in order, and he had in mind that he wants to pay rent. Rats says, "Rats a schar and notel, v'im pachsa yosel schar and notel d'mei pachsa d'ha al kocha shakav agazahu." So the owner now is the option of also charging him as a renter. But let's say that the damage is greater than the rent, then he can go and say, "You're a ganav," and charge him the damage, even though he's willing to pay the rent, since he grabbed it against his will. It's considered Geneva. And by Shmuel, who says that the owner can only charge and the amount of value goes down, it's talking about where he grabbed the boat, he went, and his mindset wasn't to rent it ever, but it was just to steal it. Says the next part of the Mishnah, if he stole a coin and it cracks, he pays up the value of it was at the time it was stolen. But if he stole a coin and it became puzzle, then he says, listen, when it says that it cracked, it means mamish, it cracked. Nifsal, psalosu, psaltu, malchus. And when it says that, when it becomes pasul, he doesn't acquire it, it means that the malchus pasled it. Rashi says, amelech, sivishal yatsa lo b'medina zuv lo b'medina cher, so now he uses this coin anymore. Rav Yehuda Amar Guru says, "Psalta Malchus Nami Haru Nistak." If the kingdom disqualified the whole thing, then this is also considered like it's cracked. Rashi says, "The Kevin Dolo Nistak Lagamri has a Gamer who Mishalim Kishas Gzela." Ella back in the Gemara, "Heichad Nami Heichad Dami Nifsal." What's the case of Nisal then? "Psalta Medina Zu Biyotza Medina Cheres." It's talking about where in one area, one country, it's going to be possible, but in another area, it can be used. "Psalta Medina Zu Biyotza Medina Cheres." Yeah, it works. Rashi says, "B'nei Medina Pesulah Me'atzman, Shiachalom Elo Lecha Lotzia Sham." Go take it and use it somewhere else. Now, Amar le'Rav Chisda Rav Huna, l'didchad Amar nifsal psalos hamalchus. According to you, the way that you explain that, when Mishna says that it was disqualified, it's talking about where the money gets disqualified from the malchus, and there's no real change that happens over here. Hare peres v'erkuva yayin v'hechmitz. You have the case of somebody steals pears, fruit, and they become rotten, and someone steals wine, and it becomes, you know, into vinegar, it gets bad. Chipsalos hamalchus dami, which are similar to the case of the where it can't be used anymore, just like the kingdom disqualified it. But Katani Mishalim Kishas Zale, but there it says you have to pay like the amount that was at the time it was stolen. So if you say same with the coin over here that disqualified it, which should say that it's the same idea as it getting cracked. Amarle, so he said to him, Hasam Nishtana time of Erecho. Over there, Hasam, you can't compare them because Nishtana time of Erecho. Case of the fruit and the wine, the taste and smell change. Over here, there's no actual change that occurred over here. Therefore, you can't compare the two. Yeah, okay. Amar le Rabbi Rav Yehuda. Lididach the Amar psaltu malchus nami hanu nistak. According to you, says that if the government goes, the malchus disqualifies it, this is also considered like it's cracked. Hare chuma v'nitmeis. Then you have a case of truma that somebody who steals truma and becomes tame, the chipsalsu malchus dami, which is similar to a case for the malchus goes and disqualifies it. For katani omer lo harishachol fenecha. Yet it says you can say harishachol fenecha, but it should be the same in the same idea. But the coin that gets disqualified from the monarchy, omer le hasam lo minkar zeka. Over there, you can't compare the idea. Because in the case of truma that becomes tummy, you don't recognize it. You don't notice it. It's not recognizable. Hachaminka is they come over here when it comes to the coin. That's something which is recognizable. Itmara. Hamalvis chavir olamatbeya. If someone lends something to his friend. She says, and what does that mean? Olamatbeya. Shekatzis lomos means to say he lent him some sort of stuff. Rash is like merchandise. And there was a particular amount of money that he should pay back afterwards. And then the coin becomes no good. There was a seller over there that says X amount of seller, and that was disqualified. What's going to be the den? Rav Amar, Rav says, beep, turn the page. That the borrower, the one who borrowed, has to give his payment with a coin that is now the new type of payment that came into being. Says Rashi b'shas piron, the hot kibel love lost his lo matbea v'hai lav matbeho. That's not considered a matbe anymore. Shmuel Amar, yochalomelo lechutzil b'meishan. The borrower can go and pay with the coin that's used at the time of the loan, and he can say to him, "Go and take this particular coin that we made it on. Go use it in meishan, which is the place to still use it." Amar Rav Nachma, and Rav Nachma said, "Mistabim milsa the Shmuel." This like orcha lemeisa lemeishan. It makes sense according to Shmuel. That Shmuel says that he can pay with that old coin because it's talking about a case that it's still used in meishan, and it's for the lender. The one who lent it, he has to go there anyway. Avalesle orcha lo. But if he's not, if there's no reason for them to be going over there. Then no, you can't do that. Frak the Gemara, Esrei Rav of Nachman, Ein mechallel lemos she'ein yosos. You're not allowed to be mechallel. That is to take it out of a state of Kedusha of Meisr Sheni and put it onto another coin, a coin that aren't able to be used as Keshmani. Ketzad how so? Ha'ilomos kozvios Yerushalmios. If he had this kozvi Yerushalmi coin, osho malachim harishonim, or coins of an earlier king, this stuff isn't used anymore. Ein mechallel. You're not allowed to be mechallel, take off the Kedusha of Meisr Sheni onto it. Which is saying that when it comes to later kings that are similar to early kings, mechalin, then we are mechalin on them. Rashi says, and even though the lesle orchalos, I mean, there's no path to be going over there. You don't plan even going. Says the Gemara, no, amale, hachavai skinim. What are we talking about in the Baisa? Kishain malchus makpido sozu. It's when you have a malchus, it's not makpid on another one. And you're allowed to go ahead and use other money, even in that malchus, it's going to work. So the Gemara, Ela ki amar Shmuel, kisha malchus makpidus. So when did Shmuel said it? He said it when malchus are makpid one another, you can't use money in the other one. So hechi matzi mamtilu. If so, then
What does it help that he's going to Meshan? How's everybody making money over there? It's going to be taken away from him. He's not allowed to have it. And for the Gemara, we're talking about a Shmuel's case. It's talking about the mamtila aydei chak. He can bring the money. It's going to be difficult to go and do it, but it can be done. The lo bachashi, it's where they're not really checking to see if people have other money. But if they do find it, then they can be makman in such a case. So that's the Gemara. Tashima. Really? Really, Shmuel? Hold on 1 second. Let's take a look at this. It's true. We see the Braisa. The Braisa says, Ein mechalan amos shilkan vehein bavel. You can't be mechalel meiser sheni on coins from Eretz Yisrael that are located in Bavel right now. Shil bavel vehein kan, or bavel coins that are located in Eretz Yisrael. Shil bavel vehein bavel mechalan. But coins that are Babylonian that are located in Bavel, you're able to be, to take it off and to be, what's the word? Be mechalel. Katani Mias, you see the in Mechalan Moshe Kan Vein Babavel, Vein Babavel. You're now allowed to go and take off the Meiser Sheni on the coins here that are in Bavel. Afagav the Sofa Lamesek Lahasan. Even though he's going to go there, he's going to go there to sell in order to use it, and that's where the money is used. Oh, so you see, even if a person's going, it's not going to work. So we're not going to be skinan, Kishamachas Mak Pidas Zozo. That's only talking about a case when the Malchias are Makvid on one another. And if they're mocked in one another, you can't use this. I consider it even money, even though they're going to Eretz Yisrael, because it's going to be mocked and check and take it away. In fact, the Gemara, Yehachi, shall bavel v'heim b'bavel l'may chazu. As the Braisa say, they allowed to take a Meiser Sheni onto coins of Bavel. They're in Bavel. What are you able to use it for? Meaning you can't take it to Shalim and buy the food over there, which is what we do with Meiser Sheni, is we oppose it onto a coin. We take that money instead of carrying all our Meiser Sheni to Shalim, take the money to buy stuff there. But you can't do it there because there it's a sale. They're going to check and take it away, Babylonian money. And for the Gemara, Chazu de Vzavim Behu, Behema O Masik, Yerushalayim, they could go and use that money to buy an animal in Bavel and take that to Shalim, Shechta, and eat it over there. It's hard to carry all the stuff, but this animal will walk himself there. Now, we said that you can't go ahead and be poda Meiser Sheni on Bavel coins that are in Eretz Yisrael. V'atayim, we went to the Baisa, his kinesh yamos, yosos v'shalim v'nekach. They set up that all coins will work in Yerushalayim because of it. Right? What does that mean? Because the Yidden that are throughout the, you know, outside in the Chutzlarts would give the money as their Machas is a shekel, all different types of money to the Beis HaMikdash in order to give for Karbanah. So the skin is Shemos, Yotzes B'Yushalayim, and V'nekach. So then why, if that's the case, why is one not able to be Mechalel Bavel money that's in Eretz Yisrael? So Amar Rabbi Zera, Lokasha. Kam is Manchi Yad Yisrael Tekifal Umos Ha'olam. The Baisu who says that the coins, you know, go in Yerushalayim, all these coins, it's talking about a time when Bnei Yisrael are rocking it over everybody else. Kam bezman sheyad ha'umo sa'olam t'kifal atzman. But the other Baisu who says that you're not able to go ahead and to be mechalal on coins of Bavel that are in Eretz Yisrael is talking about the when the Goyim are ruling over and they have more control. Tana Rabban on Ezim HaPeh Yerushalayim, what's called the Matabeya of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? David and Shlomo mitzad echad, you're David and Shlomo on one side, Yerushalayim Yerkodesh mitzad echad, Yerushalayim is on the other side. What does that mean, David and Shlomo? What does that mean exactly? Says Rashi, that means that Kasuv mitzad echad, mitzad sheni, Kasuv Yerushalayim Yerkodesh. That's what it means, it's written in. Vezu mabea shel Avram Avinu, what's called a coin of Avram Avinu, Zaken uzakenu mitzad echad. You have this old man and an old woman on one side. Rashi says Avram Besara. That's what it's talking about. Bachur Besulam Mitzad Acher. And there's a young man and woman on the other side. Who's that, says Rashi? Yitzchak Ve'Rivka. In fact, Gemara, Bar Yimei Rav Amir Avchista. Hamalva Al Eschaveru Alamat Debeah. If someone lends his friend and they set it up on a coin, like you're going to pay X amount, so Sifalav, and then it gets added to it. Mahu, what's going to be the din? Rashi explains, Alibid the Rav, the Omer Nosan Lomad Be'ah, Shal Osa Shah, Hechad Do Sifo Love, my Omer Rav. What does Rav say? So, we're talking about, what does it mean, Vosifo Love? It means that the government added to it. They made a new cella that's bigger, more silver that's in it than the old ones. The old ones no longer use anymore. Mahu, what's going to be the din? Omer Lo, he said, Nosan Lomad Be'ah, Yotzer Osa Shah, he gives them a coin that does work over that time, as the repayment. Rashi says b'shas pira and then repays. Amalei, so Rava said to Rav Chisda, afilu kinafia, and if afilu kinafia, is this also in the case when it's as big as a nafia or as a sifter? It's a major, major change. There's no way if we deal with that. Amalei in yes. Yes, that's what it applies also. Amalei afilu kitartia, even if it gets to a place of a tartia, which is a bigger amount, or it's just sell a gadol b'mida maksekus rova, it has amount. Amalei in, he says, yup, I've all kozalin peire, but the fruits end up being cheaper. Now we got ourselves a ribbis problem. It says Rashi Kazalian Peros Lagabi Matabea Zoo in reference to this particular coin, which is so much bigger and so much more powerful, it's gonna buy more things. Nimsosha Mistaka Zeb to Sephis, Aina Dom and Libishonim, Faviribus, Ribbis, Ami Ribbis, Amravashi, Chazinan. We take a look and we see. Imach was Tivazil, if the produce is cheaper because of the amount of silver that's found in this new coin. Then, menakenle, we lower the value for the person. Meaning to say, we don't make the borrower pay 10 new slime because of the 10 old ones. We just evaluate. The borrower pays less of the new coins, so that the total amount equals the amount of the old ones were. So that's what we do. We lower it by, you know, that's what we said. Beep, turn the page. Sadi chesmav, imach mas tarazil. But if it's cheaper because of the market, I mean, because of the price of the markets, as she says, Shabo, Gishamim, Venimsu, Rov, Tavuos, Balam, now there's tremendous amount of stuff that's out in the field, therefore it's in the marketplace, Vihislu, Aperos, and the Aperos went down in value, Lomenakin, Lonakin, Alei. We don't make the price lower in such a case. The one who borrowed now has to pay the new 10 of the new slime. For the 10 of the old ones that he had before. In fact, more of a hakach shavach l'inyan naska. Even if it ends up being that the stuff is cheaper because of the market, this coin now is still more valuable in reference to the amount of bars of silver that you can make out of it. Ella, so the Gemara is by saying, ki hadra papavav hunabrid of Yeshua avdi uvda. What's the halacha? It's like they solve here, and that this actually happened. Bezuse de agardemis taya ad asara b'tmanya. In order to work out the difference of the change of the value of the price, by setting the zuz of agardemis, taya, who's an Arab, we did it to a 10 to 8, a ratio of 10 to 8. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.